we start tonight with a heartfelt congratulations.
Congratulations and celebrations.
Yes, that congratulations goes to none other than our very own Aina Nilana, who recently received an honorary doctorate from the University of Galway. I think we should have a listen to her acceptance speech.
Ego, autoritate mihi concessa admitu te ad gradum doctoratus in scientiae honoris causa.
Pre honorabilis praesae ceremonius reed confectus, finem creesso facias heius convocationis universitariae. That concludes the formal part, or the Latin part, of the ceremony, so I now call on our newest graduate, Dr. Aina Nilana, to address you.
Grazie, ago tibi. Ta an ohasorum, glaculation came shaw a tabroniha orum. Is more on an ordom, eh? Gorimila mai hagub kaler. Now, I am indeed in illustrious company. From 1997, when the University of Galway began doing its own conferring of honorary degrees, until the end of this season's conferrings, there have only been 14 doctorates in science awarded. So it really is a prestigious award. But I am in an even more select group, because I am only the second woman to be given this award by the University of Galway. And in case you're all wondering, because I'm sure you are, who the first woman was Christina Johnson, who was given her honorary doctorate in 2017. She was provost at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore, and she had Irish connections. Her award was given in recognition of her work on renewable energy and clean hydropower. And I'm the next. A very proud Irish woman, and I am very proud to have been chosen. So thank you all very much. When I was sitting in those seats in the 1970s, Ireland was a very different place. We had twice as much biodiversity as we have now. The impacts of climate change were not being felt. All the disimprovements to the environment happened on our watch as scientists. Now, of course, we did know about climate change and what causes it. Of course, we knew how land use change in Ireland was the cause of the decline in biodiversity. We knew that grasslands, going from hay meadows with ground cover to nitrogen-enriched two-species crops cut for silage, was going to be a hugely diminished habitat. We knew that boglands, going from a high of 16% at one time in Ireland to 3% now due to drainage and turf cutting, was removing another irreplaceable habitat that Ireland is particularly famous for. We knew that freshwater and rivers and lakes, going from 500 pristine sites then to just 40 now because of nitrogen, slurries, fertilisers. We knew all of those things. But we failed in getting those who made the decisions to realise how vital this was. In fact, a former Taoiseach once told me that swans and snails were holding up development, while an eminent Kerry politician once said, and I won't do the accent in deference to my family over here, he once said people were more important than frogs. So with this attitude towards the environment and development, it was an uphill struggle being president of Antashka in the days when the Celtic Tiger was roaring. But there was still time then. This is how I'm talking about the 1970s and 80s. This was an Ireland where biology had only become a secondary school subject in 1972. In order for us to be allowed to join the EU, our educational standards had to improve. And biology, at that time, then became a secondary school subject. It hadn't been up till then. So I was in college at this point, and biology was not on the Leaving Cert at that time. So I have spent the last 50 years educating the people of Ireland on environmental matters and explaining how our actions are contributing to biodiversity loss and to climate change. They can't say at this stage they don't know. They do now. So the work for the next 50 years will be building resilience to the climate change that is now, without any doubt, here upon us. So this is where you all come in. Your specialisations in software engineering, construction innovation, cybersecurity, cloud computing, data analytics and visualization. These will all be required in designing a world which will be fit for purpose, coping with the impacts of climate change. Every climate-caused disaster makes the matter even more urgent. You all have your work cut out for you. Now, I have the utmost faith in your ability to do this, armed as you are with the excellent education in science and engineering that the University of Galway has given you. I am delighted with my honorary degree, and once again, I thank you for bestowing it upon me. So, Gura Míle Maithigh of Galair.
And I'm delighted to say we're joined now by Dr. Aina Ní Lána. Congratulations, Aina.
Thank you, Dr. Derek Mooney.
enough.
Both honorary, I hasten to add, not the real deal.
Well, I'd take it any way I could get it. But tell me, Aina, were you surprised? How did it all happen?
Well, I tell you how it happened. I got a note, actually, from the secretary in the University of Galway, the president's office, saying the president wanted to talk to me on the phone and would I accept a phone call from him in a daytime that suited. And I thought he was wanting me to go down and launch something or open something. The college was going green or they were having some kind of a green day. And I duly received his phone call and he could have knocked me down with a feather. To tell you the truth, I was not expecting it. I was most amazed and I'm very honoured to have received it.
How much does it mean to you?
Well, I'll tell you what it means to me. This is the second time Galway has given this to a woman and the first time to an Irish woman. So I was very honoured that Galway were giving it to me and that, in fact, it was for biological sciences, for environmental ones, because they've only given 14. And I think Brendan Dunford was the only one who got it for the environmental work. And everything else was for more what they would call hard sciences. So it was a good day for the women of Ireland and a good day for the biologists.
A good day for Manana Heron. Well, Aina, you've had it all now. You've been president of Antashka, correct? President of the Tree Council of Ireland. You're now Dr. Aina Ní Lána. There's only one job left that's good enough for you now. Uachtaráin Héireann when it comes around.
I wouldn't touch it with a barge pole, Derek.
Why not?
Because I don't want to be in prison for 7 years above in the Phoenix Park and I won't even be able to be on your programme anymore.
Well, you would, of course, yeah. That wouldn't stop you at all, sure. You just allow
me. That's not the only reason. I just don't want to be the Irish president. Full stop, amen.
I think you'd be fantastic. Anyway, the team want to say congratulations to you. We'll start with Dr. Richard Collins. Richard.
Hello, Aina, and hello, Derek. Now, I've known Aina longer than anyone else, and Mooney goes wild. I've known her since the 1970s, and I have worked with her since the 1970s, teachers' courses and lectures and God knows what, and I can't think of anyone who deserves an honorary doctorate more than Aina. Apart, of course, from your good self, Derek, she's a true Renaissance woman with enormous knowledge of all things wild. Not only that, she has an extraordinary personality, an extraordinary ability to communicate, an excellent people person. I have to take exception to one remark, that somehow the honorary doctorate is inferior to the ordinary doctorate. But the opposite is the case. An ordinary doctorate is something you go and beg for and jump through the hoops for years and submit papers and documents and do all kinds of things. You have to beg for it. But the honorary doctorate, it means that you are so good that you don't have to do anything. The university is honoured to come and give you the honorary doctorate. That is a much higher accolade than getting the old PhD. That is my opinion, anyway. Anyway, Aina, congratulations. Excellent work. And keep it up for another 50 years or however length it's going to be.
Thank you very much, Richard. You are so kind. And it really sounded like you meant those things. Thank you.
Niall Hatch.
Aina, just to echo what Richard said, congratulations. This is absolutely fantastic. Very, very well done. Very richly deserved. And I think that anyone listening to your acceptance speech there will see precisely why it's important that you have this doctorate, why you deserve it, why you've worked so hard for this. It is a lifetime's work. What you have done is phenomenal. You have brought more people than pretty anyone in Ireland to an understanding of our natural heritage, the importance of our biodiversity, the importance of all of that. So from that point of view, it's wonderful. Very, very well done, Aina. Richly deserved.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Niall. That's very nice of you to say so.
And Terry Flanagan joins us now from his home in Dublin 15. Terry, you want to say something as well?
Yes, just to echo what everyone else in the studio has said, and I would have to say that Aina is absolutely deserving of this award, not just because of her knowledge, but her ability to get it across in a fun and interesting way. It's not just in broadcasting, Derek. It's all the work she does behind the scenes, being involved in organisations like Antashka and the Tree Council and many, many others. And you know what? People often ask me, what's Aina really like? And the answer I'd always say is exactly the same as she is on the radio. She's got such a unique voice. And you know, lots of times when we're going down the country to do a job for Mooney Goes Wild, we tend to go by public transport, go on the train most of the time. And we'd be sitting down having a chat. And the next thing someone would come up and say, oh, excuse me, I hope you don't mind me interrupting, but I was sitting two rows back and I heard you talking and I knew it was Aina and I just wanted to shake hands, because everyone loves her. Yeah. Everyone wants to shake her hands. So Aina, I'm absolutely delighted for you and Johnny. You're such a down-to-earth person who never tries to show off all the knowledge you have. Cogorgicus, agus thom se cintag ar bhuinn an clan galair an tanamh os an lá amach a cúnti na gailgeamh an chantan se caite. Well done. I know it won't change you, Dr. Aina.
Thank you very much, Terry. I do really appreciate your words. Thank you.
I meant every word, Aina.
All right, that's enough of that, I think, for now. Anyway, Dr. Aina Ní Laoghaire.